Major plant closings have become common in the U.S., and when they happen, some communities collapse. Others, though, have been better able to cope. We wondered why, so we decided to take a look at Cabarrus County in western North Carolina. 2 years ago, about 3,500 people lost their jobs there when the Pillowtex Corporation closed several textile manufacturing plants. That came 18 months after a plant that made fiber optic cables was shut down. 800 jobs were lost with that closure. The county's unemployment rate soared to double digits, but has since fallen to below 8%. Part of what's fueled the recovery is NASCAR. Cabarrus County Commissioner Carolyn Carpenter is with us. Welcome.
Well, thank you.
Can you tell me briefly about the role that these closed plants played in your community? I read that at high school graduations decades ago, the head of the textile plant would announce that he had a job for everyone if they wanted to apply.
Oh, yes, and it wasn't just graduates, but fathers, sons, daughters, aunts, cousins, and grandfathers.
Did you have much warning that these plants were going to close?
There was not much warning at all. The company had been going through bankruptcy and were looking for a buyer, so we kind of knew it was coming, but we didn't know it till the day it actually took place, but we had been putting some things in place just in case.
For example?
Well, our human service agencies, health department, mental health, all these departments had kind of come together to form kind of an alliance that when the plant did close, they went to one of our local churches and set up a substation where these workers could go in. They could apply for the services very quickly instead of having to go to the different locations. Our community colleges started offering classes. Roughly about 75% of those workers did not have a high school diploma and had worked 20 or 30 years. So one of the biggest things that they wanted to offer first through our community college was to help these individuals get GEDs.
What about the workers who lost their jobs? I've read that some of them were reluctant to kind of shift their focus and learn new skills.
Well, unfortunately, that was because you had a lot of older individuals, early 50s to 60s, not quite yet retirement age. I don't think they were reluctant, but I think there was maybe a little fear there. But seeing the community to be so caring, I think it helped ease that fear a little bit. And we saw a lot of them for the first time going back over those doorsteps to enter school to get the GED or to learn another profession.
As these plants were going under, your area actually had a big expansion with NASCAR. Are some of the people who lost their jobs in the plants the same ones who have gone into the NASCAR industry there?
Well, I'm sure some of them have. Realizing that the textile industry was dying in the United States, Cabarrus County began to look for ways to diversify. And one of those things we looked at was the racing, because the racing roots are in this community. We have Lowe's Motor Speedway. We're the birthplace of Dale Earnhardt, and we have a majority of the NASCAR race teams are already located here. So we started looking and trying to promote it even more by wooing some of the automotive-related manufacturing to come here. And I think we saw a lot of our workers to go to this industry, but I can't stress how important it is to have diversity.
What other advice might you have for a community who could be facing large-scale layoffs quite soon?
Well, my advice to other counties who are experiencing massive layoffs is the diversity of the workforce by focusing on three areas: existing businesses, startup companies, and growth. And when I say existing businesses, we have found that most jobs are created through extending existing businesses. We also have found that startup companies often increase their workforces quicker than big companies coming in or existing companies. We believe we have successfully weathered the storm, and the sun is now shining bright on us.
Carolyn Carpenter is a commissioner in Cabarrus County, North Carolina. Thank you.
Thank you.